Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we begin a brand new series with author Von Schatzer, who will share the current state of the New World Disorder. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. A big thank you goes out to everyone who has already participated in our Meeting the Mission Million Dollar Match. Friends, please know that the amount you give, that's not what's important. What's important is that you participate, that you stand with Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. When everyone links arms, when everyone does something, big things are going to happen. Please participate. Please stand with us. Your gift is needed today. Call 1-800-652-1144 and stand with SWRC. 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give it our website, supportswrc.com. That's supportswrc.com. And remember, all gifts given at this time are being matched. So thank you. Thank you for helping us meet the mission. Our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and his guest, Von Schatzer, are ready to begin their look inside the quest for world dominion and the new world disorder.
Friends, have you ever noticed that this present administration occupying the White House, the one that does all the weird, strange, and goofy things, doesn't seem to like Americans? Do you think our president thinks Americans are bad? You know, it's kind of like the Americans, American citizens, patriots, God-fearing people who believe there's only two genders because that's the way our chromosomes have been set up by God. Did you ever think that we are somehow the bad people in America? Now listen, have you ever heard of the Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act? It would give illegals who are considered, quote, vulnerable persons because they're gay, lesbian, and transgender and don't speak English, it would give them special rights. Friends, I certainly don't hate these people, but why are we bending over backwards to accommodate them to the detriment of our own beloved country and people? Might it have something to do with globalism? Might it have something to do with the New World Order, world government? Are they trying to destroy our country because they've got bigger plans for planet Earth? Well, our guest on this program and the next is Von Schatzer. He's been a longtime speaker, author, and also a dear friend. We're going to be talking with him about his book, World Dominion. I think this interview and the next will answer a lot of questions that I've just raised about the hostility we see in our government against Americans. Vaughn, thank you so much for being our guest.
Well, you know, Pastor Larry, it's a privilege and an honor to be with you and all of your listeners. Thank you again for all of your prayers that I can still come on and get the Word of God out and inform people and hopefully see a lot of people saved and hopefully even a revival.
Amen.
But, you know, it's amazing those things you just quoted there. In my book, World Dominion, Revelation 13, I believe is one of the most awesome chapters in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It takes place during the middle of the seven-year tribulation period called Daniel's 70th week,
right,
according to verse 5. It gives a graphic description of two satanic and demon-possessed men who are both called beasts. You know, Brother Larry, some people think a lot of the Word of God is symbolic, and it's amazing here. We know that these two demon-possessed and satanic-possessed men are literal men because Revelation 19:20 states they are both cast alive into the lake of fire. So I want all of your listeners to understand that this is really going to take place in the near future, and we need to be informed of it and be busy, brother.
We certainly do, and I sense an urgency in your voice, certainly in my voice, the things that we're seeing today in America, in our own government, is, number one, disgraceful. Number two, it's shocking. Number three, it's going to bring the wrath and judgment of God upon America if we don't repent. If our pulpits don't preach hellfire and brimstone, if we don't have an urgency regarding winning the lost, we're doomed. On the other hand, I certainly believe with you that God wants to bring revival and that we need to be praying and working for revival. That's very close to my heart, and I know you and I have spoken about that many, many times before. But Vaughn, there's a lot of talk on the news, the internet, and in many organizations about a coming world government. Where does God's word tell us about a world government? And give us some of the particulars, how it's all fleshed out in the word of God.
What an excellent question. Revelation chapter 13, verse 7 states, "It was given unto him," this is the first beast, the Antichrist, "to make war with the saints." Now, these are the saints that saved during the tribulation period from the 144,000 evangelical Jews. This is not the church.
Right, amen.
A lot of confusion on that issue, amen?
Amen.
"To overcome them, and power," that's a very important word, "was given him," the Antichrist, "over all kindred and all tongues and all nations," which there's 196 nations in the world today. Now, that word power, Brother Larry, is exousia. It's a Greek word in the original context, and it means superhuman magistrate. Now, that word magistrate, that's kind of an archaic word. We don't use that word much anymore, but it's a government official. So according to Revelation 13:7, there's going to be a Satan-possessed man come on the scene, and he's going to be a superhuman magistrate or government official, and he is going to rule over the whole world with a global world government.
Wow. That is earth-shaking. And not only is it earth-shaking, I think we're seeing it today. We're seeing our society, our government, move in that direction. And I think that's really very, very important. I'm glad you brought that out about the word exousia, power, that magistracy, that magistrate's power. So, Vaughn, is there any evidence or proof of a coming world government? Do we see it taking shape before our very eyes? And if we do, what does it look like? How can we spot it today?
Yes, there is plenty of evidence and proof. And I have a lot of it in my book and the DVD. If you read Daniel 7:25 in the Old Testament, it says the Antichrist, or this beast, this world ruler, will change times and laws.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. He's going to change the laws. I think of that verse in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, that says, "In the last days they will call evil good and good evil," and I believe we are there. And right now, there's a world constitution already drafted by the World Constitution and Parliament Association. They're located near Denver, Colorado. It was founded in 1959. There's 1,550 members from 179 countries, Brother Larry. They're prime ministers, ambassadors, dignitaries, influential financiers and attorneys, and there's even 400 professors from college, and these are movers and shakers. This World Constitution, which was founded back in 1959, that far back, has a preamble and 19 articles, and it's 53 pages long. On the very first page, it says world government is 47 years overdue, and then on the back of the Constitution, it gives 59 reasons why we need a world government, and two of the top ones is the environment, you know, climate change, which is a lie, and the economy. That's what's going on, and what I'd like to do, I'm holding that world Constitution in my hand right now, and I would like to read the preamble of the World Constitution. Could I do that?
Absolutely. That is very powerful and very convincing because I didn't write it and you didn't write it, but this is what these bigwigs plan for our country.
All right, this is the preamble. Realizing that humanity, now it's interesting, they spell humanity with a capital H, and a little further in the Constitution it says humanity is one. So they believe that everything is God, you know, the rocks, the trees, right, the air, everything. So here we see New Age philosophies, Hindu philosophies. They have come to a turning point in history, and that we are on a threshold of a new world order, which promises to usher in an era of peace, prosperity, justice, and harmony. Brother Larry, can you believe it? And this is like a 30 or 40 year old constitution, and even back then they were not ashamed to call it a new world order.
Well, friends, this is so dramatic, so important. The book that we're offering is World Dominion. It's by our guest, Vaughn Schatzer. It is a biblically-based presentation of the move that we see right now in our country. We see it in our woke government to destroy American sovereignty and exceptionalism. You will want a copy of this book and the DVD. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Now, before we get back to our guest, let me encourage our listeners to check out our YouTube channel. We have some relevant things that are probably very shocking. In fact, I'm glad it's visual, because some of the things, if I were just to say this on the radio, you would think, well, I've been smoking something and or whatever. But you're going to see people. You're going to see images. You're going to see faces, doctors, nurses, heads of state on our YouTube channel, and they're actually saying these things. So I want to encourage you to go to Southwest Radio Church YouTube channel. It will strengthen you in your faith that the Bible is real, that it's true, and that prophecy is important. And by the way, you can tell your friends, they don't believe what you're saying, just take them to our YouTube channel. And you know what? Maybe when you do that, some people might get saved. They say, oh, this is real. Yes, this is happening. Yes. Wow. That's so important. So I think it's so exciting, because these are troublous times. And yet so many people today in America couldn't care less. They want to go to work. They want to come home. They want to have a beer, some chips, look at TV, go to sleep, get up. Hey, this is going to end very, very, very quickly if we don't wake up.
You know, Brother Larry, you are so correct, and if you would permit me, I would just like to read two or three of the articles out of this World Constitution that goes along what you just said. This is Article 8, Section C of the World Constitution. It's called the World's Boundary Administration. Can you believe that? Now, you know where I'm going with this.
I do.
Listen to this. In Section C, it's headed by a 10-member commission with a senior administrator, and it's going to divide the world up into 10 magna regions. Now, that's their words, not my words,
right.
But Brother Larry, you know Daniel chapter 7, verse 24, and Revelation chapter 7, verse 12 brings up these exact numbers about dividing the world up into 10 regions with 10 kings and one senior. He's called the little horn in the book of Daniel.
Yep.
I got another one. I know that's enough to make you fall off your chair, but let me give you a couple more here yet. This is Article 10, Section D of the World Constitution. It's called the enforcement system with a world police. Brother Larry, does that make the chills run down your spine?
World police. We have no rights.
That's right. Listen to this. It has in Section D the means of enforcement if you violate the World Constitution. And the very first one, listen to this, denial of financial credit. I think they had to have been reading Revelation chapter 13, verse 17, where it says, you will not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. And that's not all. You think that's bad? Listen to this. It says they have other means of enforcement, but it's not listed. You and I know from Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, what the other means of enforcement will be. It will be beheading.
It's all in there. It's in the Bible, and it's in what is being written today. And so I think what we're seeing happening in our government, those of us who believe that there are two genders, those of us who love America, those of us who believe in the Bill of Rights and so forth, the way these people are presenting us, we're crazy, okay?
Yes.
And they are the ones who have all the brains, and they're going to take care of our problems, and they're going to help us. Yes, they're going to help us out of existence, unless the Lord intervenes. And, you know, Vaughn, I'm really, really concerned. Some of the things that are happening, the way our country, our hospitals, children's doctors are mutilating little boys and girls 2 and 3 years of age, thinking that they need a hysterectomy. Can you imagine? These are MDs who think this way.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, yes, everything that we find in the prophetic word is coming to pass. And by the way, it also speaks about the coming of Jesus. You know, I think it's time to give a little gospel word. How about give us a couple of scriptures and tell someone if they want to be saved, how can they be saved? They can be saved right now as they're listening to this program.
Yes, Brother Larry, I'd love to. You know, it was 43 years ago, I was in a church service. I was a lead guitar player in a rock and roll band. Before that, I was a heathen, didn't go to church, didn't own a Bible. And at the end of that service, the preacher gave three Bible verses, and those are the three verses that saved my soul and caused me to be born again by the Holy Spirit of God drawing me. And those three verses are Romans 3:23. It says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because we've all sinned, Brother Larry, we all need a Savior. No one can get to heaven by being good. So everyone needs a Savior. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of being a sinner is a spiritual death, Brother Larry. It's separation from God in a place called hell. Now that's the bad news. It's so bad because the good news is so good. And I want to give you the good news next. The good news is, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God has a free gift for every man, woman, boy, and girl. It's his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross. You see, God really stepped out of heaven 2,000 years ago and became a baby, if you will, in the Virgin Mary. So when Jesus was born, he was 100% man and 100% God. I know that doesn't make sense humanly speaking, but that's the gospel story. And when he died on the cross, because he was God in flesh, he paid for all the world's sins. And then finally, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe there's a listener out there today, you don't know for sure when you die, you're going to go to heaven if your sins are forgiven. God had you listen to this broadcast today by divine appointment.
Yep.
All you need to do is call on Jesus and tell him you're a sinner and you believe he rose from the dead for you and say you want that gift of eternal life in Jesus' name and you become a Christian.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Larry?
Amen. And that's not you or me saying that. That's what the blessed word of God
says.
That's
right. That's the Bible.
We could talk a lot more about prophecy, and we are, but I think one of the really important functions of Bible prophecy is for men and women, boys and girls, to realize their sinfulness, to realize their mortality, and also to realize that they need Jesus. So, you know, what you're telling us, what we're learning about world dominion from your book and from the video, this is all very important. And the right response is number one, get saved, accept Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Number two, here's the second thing, be a soul winner. Once you're saved, tell other people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know, Vaughn, you've been doing that for your whole life. And I really appreciate you for that. You were in the hospital a while back with cancer and you were witnessing like crazy to the doctors and nurses. And you got out of there. God healed you and did a wonderful work in your body and also in your soul and used you in a mighty way. And that's your greatest joy, to share our precious Lord and Savior with other people. Are you still doing that, brother?
Yes, I am. And presently I'm discipling, because of the Lord's power and his word and the Holy Spirit, several new converts that just got saved.
Wow.
They've come to the church I attend. They've been baptized. They brought their whole families. They're saved, and they joined the church, and they're in my Sunday school class, and I take them on visitation and have Bible studies.
Hallelujah.
I could go on and on and on. So the Lord's good all the time.
We'll have more from Von Schatzer on our next program. Amazingly, a world system is coming together at breathtaking speed right before our very eyes. This system has a name with which we're familiar, the New World Order, which promises to usher in an era of peace, prosperity, justice, and harmony. Sadly, this is another lie from the father of lies. Learn the inner workings of this New World Order in Von Schatzer's book and DVD, World Dominion, From the Tower of Babel to the Mark of the Beast. In World Dominion, you'll learn about the plans of the New World Disorder, plans to control every aspect of your life. The book and DVD lay out the details of the planned world government, world military, world economy, and world religion. Included is a clear presentation of the gospel, pointing the reader to the one who truly saves. Order your copy of World Dominion book and DVD when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can always order online, swrc.com. Pastor Larry is back now to answer a question that many people have about getting to heaven. Pastor Larry, why is being good not good enough?
Believing that being good will get you into heaven and keep you out of hell is a very common belief. In fact, every religion, with the exception of biblical Christianity, teaches some form of salvation by merit. This is the view that says, if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you will make it to heaven. In other words, be nice, do a lot of good things, refrain from doing a lot of bad things, and above all, follow the golden rule, that is, do to others what you would have them do to you, all guaranteed to get you past the pearly gates into heaven. But why is being good not good enough? Well, first of all, because God's standards are too high. The best you can do is not good enough for God. If you want to get to heaven by being good, you had better be perfectly good. And your motives for doing good things must be perfectly good. Do you obey God's standard perfectly every time? No one can say yes to that, unless they do not understand the amazing holiness of God and the depravity of the human heart, every human heart. James 2 verse 10 says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." It's kind of like walking on a tightrope, a rope or wire that is stretched tight for acrobats to perform on. They have to have perfect balance or they could plunge to their death. Most times they have a safety net to catch them if they slip and fall. You have probably heard of the Flying Wallendas. The founder, Carl Wallenda, was born in Germany in 1905. When he was 6 years old, he performed in his dad's circus. His act toured Europe for several years. In the 1920s, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus hired him. He made his big debut in 1928 at the New York City's Madison Square Garden. Wallenda did the whole performance without a net. It had been lost in transit, and the management was reluctant to let Wallenda do his act without a net. Wallenda said he wasn't afraid, and he was successful. The crowd was spellbound. When he reached the other side, the applause was like the sound of a mighty waterfall. Now let's fast forward to March 22, 1978, when Carl Wallenda was 73 years of age. He said he felt like he was 20 and was absolutely unafraid of heights. So a high wire was stretched between two hotels in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where Carl Wallenda was scheduled to do a promotional daredevil stunt. Now, it was a beautiful day in Puerto Rico. Wallenda put on a superb performance until he was at the midpoint of the wire. Suddenly, a gentle puff of wind came down the street and met Carl Wallenda. It wasn't a blast of wind, just a gentle puff. You can see it all on YouTube. It's frightening. The gentle puff caused Walenda to lose his balance. He tries valiantly to regain his balance. Every head on the street below was tilted back, every eye looking at the drama way above street level. Carl Walenda falls to his death. Screams, and then loud wailing and crying as the crowd rushes to Carl Walenda's crumbled body. Now, friend, that's the way life is. Everything is going well. You are happy with life. Gee, isn't life great? Nothing better than being alive. But then a little puff, an emotional upset, bad news, domestic discord, a lost job, an unwholesome thought, maybe anger, maybe resentment. You become impatient with your teenage daughter, whatever. The devil is tricky and the flesh is weak. Yes, be honest, the flesh is weak. Your flesh and my flesh. And I'm not just speaking to men. Yes, men can be tempted, but so can women. Their so-called bosom sins may be a little different, but let's face reality, both men and women are sinners.
Pastor Larry will finish answering the question, why is being good not good enough, on tomorrow's program. Learn the inner workings of the New World Order in Von Schatzer's book and DVD titled World Dominion, From the Tower of Babel to the Mark of the Beast. In World Dominion, you'll learn about the plans of the New World Disorder, plans to control every aspect of your life. The book and DVD lay out the details of the planned world government, world military, world economy, and world religion. Included is a clear presentation of the gospel, pointing the reader to the one who truly saves. Order your copy of World Dominion book and DVD when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can always order online, swrc.com. I want to encourage all of our new listeners to request your free new listener pack. The new listener pack includes the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a free gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Von Schatzer will conclude his look at the quest for total control in a new world order. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for over 90 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.